Camp.
This sheltered bit of the moor was our camp, base site for the excavations here in 1973 and 1974. At any one time, there were probably about 100 or so people living in tents here. The camp manager and his assistant lived in the house here, and the cooking was in the kitchen and in the front room here. We had a large stove brought in, and we had a big deep freeze here, and consequently we had a large generator operating to keep the electricity. Lights were strung up from trees. There was a large eating marquee, and we had an army system of washing up. We had a dustbin full of very hot water and a dustbin full of disinfected water for rinsing. And everybody dipped their plate in to the hot water and cleaned it, then dipped it into the disinfected rinsing water and took it off with them back to their tent. And it all worked very smoothly because we had a very good camp manager. We were here in the summer, which doesn't necessarily mean it's sunny all day in this part of the world. We were here from June to mid-September, when it really does begin to feel autumnal up at this altitude. And the directors tended to have caravans, because archaeologists tended to live out of caravans in those days because they were very mobile. And then all the volunteers were in tents. You could hire a place in one of our army tents, or you could bring your own tent. And we had lots of school children from the area and a variety of volunteers from all over the country and from America and from France and Germany places, so that it was a very international group. And by and large, it all worked very well.